Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, today I ask that you anoint these words. May they not be my words, but may they be your words. Lord, may you encourage us and give us hope in a future and growth in the next steps. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You know, I was reminded this morning a little bit about what today is and what it's really all about. And today originally, or today is, it's graduation day for Franklin County High School and a lot of schools around our area. They're celebrating our young kids and recognizing them for the hard work and the dedication that they went out and did for the last 12 years to graduate school. And I thought about that a little bit, and I thought about what that growth looks like and how a young person starts out as just, you know, kindergarten, preschool, and then they grow every year. And every year they build off of the same, off of the lessons that they've learned the year before. Right, so every year you come in, I mean, if you think about it, everything that we do or say is or read or anything like that is based off of our alphabet. Well, we all learned our alphabet, you know, in preschool. And we learned that alphabet because we know that because of the alphabet, we can base everything else of the English language off of our alphabet. And through that becomes knowledge and wisdom, and we gain that, and we grow. And it's the same with our math skills and everything else. We learn the simple factors of our 1, 2s, and 3s, right? And we learn that in grade school, and we don't think too much about it. You know, so as we celebrate with our young kids and our seniors as they grow up and they get to that senior year in high school where they finally have reached the milestone where they've accomplished and they've graduated high school. And then a lot of them go on to college or some of them go into the workforce or trades. But I was reminded of a little bit about what that season looks like. And really, in reality, it's a season of hope. It's a season of future, looking forward. It's a season of growth. You know, a lot of young kids will look at, just ask them, they'll tell you they know everything. I'm raising a teenager in my house too, so I know all about what it's like raising teenagers. They'll tell you they know everything, right? But the truth of the matter is when they get to 12th grade and they get ready to graduate and they're moving forward, it's not the end goal. That's not where they have arrived per se. It's just simply saying that the school corporation or the school or they have gained the knowledge and the tools that they need to be successful in life. It's not the end goal, but rather the beginning for our young kids. And it's a season of hope. It's a season of looking forward to what they have in the future, their directions, their path, their career choices, where they're going, what they're doing, what the future holds. It's looking forward. It's dreaming with them. And then in this season, we can remind ourselves, and it's not just about the young kids this morning, it's about ourselves as we walk in Christ and we walk in our relationship with Him. We can have hope in Jesus. You see, this season is a season of looking forward, not looking back. It's a season of dreaming. It's a season of optimist. It's a season of looking for the positive in things. It's a season of growth. Just as our young kids had to grow from first grade, we as Christians have to grow in our walk. And so much of the times that we forget that and we get stuck in a grade. Now, I'm standing up here this morning, and I'll be the first to tell you that I repeated the first grade twice. I got stuck in first grade, right? I never gained the skills, the reading skills. I'm just being real with you, right? I never gained the reading skills that I needed in first grade to move on to second grade. So the teacher come forth and she said, you know, we love Patrick. He's an excellent student. There's only one problem. The boy can't read. He's dyslexic. He struggles in that atmosphere. So they said, we're going to hold him back. So I stayed back in first grade to relearn those principles and those skills before I can move forward to the next grade. You know, spiritually, it's the same way. We have to grow spiritually. So much of the times we become stagnant in our walk with Christ. We get to a point where it's just easy, it's comfortable, and we don't want to get out of our comfort zone. And we just get comfortable in our stage of where we are in our spiritual walk with God. And we don't advance and we don't grow, we're just comfortable. You know, God calls us to mature in His Word. He calls us to mature in His Word. You know, I was reminded of 1 Corinthians 3:1, if we could turn to our Bibles real quick. 1 Corinthians 3:1. It says, "And brethren," so if you could stand for the reading of God's Word. It says, "And brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not meat. For here though ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For ye are not carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, and ye are not carnal, and walk as men. For while one saith, I am Paul, and another saith, I am Apollos, and ye are not carnal. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord has given to every man. And I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." Amen. "So then, neither is it he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase." Amen. How many, just say increase real quick. Let's own it today. Let's just say increase. Let's grow in our faith. Increase. That's my heart's cry, to grow in our relationship with Him, to increase. You know, the Bible says that myself, He must increase and I must decrease. Sometimes it's not about us, church, it's about Him. And that's not just sometimes, but that's all the time. It's about Him. We pray today that our faith will increase. Increase. "Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For he that laboreth together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire in the day, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward." I don't know about you, but I want to receive a reward. Amen. I want to get to this end of this life, and it's my greatest desire to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Amen. You may be seated today in the reading of God's Word. You see, the Bible says that our paths, the steps of a good man, in Psalms 31 or 37, verse 23, says, "The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." You know, our paths are set out by God. He has given us a plan and a purpose for us to grow into maturity. Just as a kid would take the steps and grow in physical maturity, we have to grow in spiritual maturity. Just as we celebrate graduation, sometimes we have to celebrate our milestones, but not just look at those milestones as the end, but look at those milestones as the beginning. It's something that we're going to do and accomplish more for the kingdom of God. It's a kingdom-minded mindset. It's about Him, not about me, or not about anybody else, but it's about Him. You see, graduation is not the end goal, but it's simply the beginning of their life. You know, when you're in school, you can play all you want, and you can go to school and learn. And when you're in school, you think about nothing more than graduating and getting out of school. But once you've graduated and you're out of school and you're faced with the day in and day out every single day going to work and laboring, sometimes you look back on your high school career and you think, man, I didn't realize I had it so good. Right? You think, man, somebody else took care of my bills, somebody else took care of my food, somebody else took care of all my responsibilities, and all I had to do was wake up and read a book and do an essay here or there. But you see, this season that we're in right now, this graduation season, it's a season of hope. It's looking forward. It's not a season of doom and gloom, but a season of new growth, a season of hope. You know, I looked up the definition of hope, and the definition of hope is to trust in, to wait for, to look forward to, or desire something beneficial in the future. I ask you today, what are you hoping for? You know, hope and future goes hand in hand. You know, I looked up the definition of future, and future simply means to have hope for the days ahead. Not because of your own personal righteousness, but because of what Jesus Christ did for us. You see, we have hope in a future, but not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus done. You see, it's a next season of taking the next step. The next step simply means following an action. It's a stages in progress. Growth. It's the act of process or a manner of growing. Developmental stages of increase. Growth. Each one of us has grown. Some of us have grown more than others physically. You know, I think about taking the steps in our relationship with the Lord. You know, the first step that we take is when we come to an altar and we ask God for repentance. And we say, Lord, I can't do it on my own, but Lord, you have the ability, and I praise you and I honor you. And that's the first step into Christianity. That's the first step to say, Lord, I love you and I honor you. Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. But you see, God never set us to stay on the first step. He never saved you to simply be on step one. He never saved you to just simply be saved. But He saved you so you could go out and preach the gospel to this world and be a light in this next generation and to really change. You see, salvation is not just about ourself. But so many people get stuck on the first step. So many people as Christians will never take the next step, will never mature, will never take the next step. And we find ourselves repeating the same thing over and over again. Why? Because we've never mastered the skills that we've needed to master, to move on and move forward in our walk in our faith. You see, that scripture that we read, it talks about immaturity. In 1 Corinthians, it talks about babies in Christ. Yeah, that's the first step. It's the salvation step. It's the one saying, okay, Jesus, I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. I apologize. I ask for forgiveness, and I acknowledge you. But there's so much more to this Christian walk than just salvation. How many of you know there's more to it than that? You see, the Bible says that this is Paul, and he's talking to the church in Corinth, and he's saying, hey, I would love to basically feed you more than milk, but at this stage in your walk in your life, you can't handle more than milk. is what he's saying. You can't handle the meat. We got to take it back. You can't bear it. You can't handle it. It would be like me trying to feed a steak to a young baby. They couldn't handle it. Right? But you see, the growth stages, when they start out, they develop, and they eventually will step to growing into food and getting solid food and baby food and then solid food. And then before long, you're like Brad and you're raising full teenagers that when you go to Texas Roadhouse, it's going to cost you a couple $100 because your boys are going to eat you out of house and home. Right? Because they've developed a what? They've developed a bigger appetite physically. How many of us know that God desires for us to have a bigger appetite for the things of God? But we find ourselves settling on about step one or maybe step two. Maybe we've said, you know, we've moved past just salvation, and now we're just on step two where we're coming and we're serving. And hey, now we're maybe helping with a class, or we're helping serve food, or we're singing in the choir, or we're just serving a little bit. But that's stage two. But God says, I want you to take your faith to the next level. I want you to grow and move forward in your progress. He's saying, I don't want you to be a baby. I don't want you to be immature Christian. You see, we can see here in Scriptures, 1 Corinthians, what it really means to be an immature Christian. The attributes of immaturity, it lays them out right here in Scripture. These aren't my words, these are God's words. He says, envy, strife, division, carnality. You see, God lays these out as attributes of immaturity. And God's saying, I want to develop you. I want to develop you. I want you to graduate. I want you to become, strive, have a bigger appetite for the things of God. Move your faith to the next level. Don't be satisfied in just where you're at, but grow in your faith. Now, I realize that our faith, sometimes growth happens in spurts a lot of times. You know, we'll talk about in kids, well, they'll have a growth spurt where it'll be a sudden growth. They'll have action. I don't know, Zachary this past year, he went through a growth spurt. I'm like, what do you mean your jeans don't fit already? We just bought them, right? But he had a growth spurt. How many of you know in Christianity, that's what we have too. We have spurts of growth. And God's wanting to develop us to have more of an appetite for the things of Him. He wants us to grow in our faith. You see, envy is an attribute of immaturity. You see, envy is simply you're wanting what somebody else has. You think about young kids and how they, you know, when you're raising toddlers, they'll say, you know, oh, he's got my toy and I want it. Right? He's got what I want and I want it. Next thing you know, the young kids, they're throwing tenter tantrums. Why? Because they want what the other person has. You see, we see envy and we think, we got that one mastered, right? But so much of the times that there's interlying things with envy that comes into place. It's wanting what others have. It's the fact of not being happy when somebody else is blessed. When somebody else receives a blessing or when somebody else receives the answer to their prayers, do you rejoice with them? Or are you like, man, I've been praying so long. Can you imagine that they got their answer to their prayers and I never got that answer to my prayers yet? Can you imagine God saved somebody else's family, but He won't save my family? And you start envying after what the other person has. But you have to learn, maturity is rejoicing in somebody else's blessing. You see, the next attribute of immature Christians or immaturity is strife. It's easily offended, quick to take offense, slow to forgive. They hold things against the ones that's done them wrong. They always try to pull each other into strife and chaos. You see, it's an attribute of immaturity. God's saying, I want mature Christians. I want my people to take the next step in their level in faith. Right? I want them to develop in my word. I want them to move on and move forward. You see, the next one is division. How many of you know the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy? That's the Bible. He comes to cause division. He comes to cause division in your homes, your marriage, the church. He comes to cause division. This is an attribute of the enemy. He comes to cause division. He's not a multiplier, but he's a divider. But God is a multiplier. You see, the next thing is, we see in here in Scripture, it talks about them being carnal. It's being fleshly. You see, carnal means being ruled by the flesh instead of being ruled by the Word of God and by love. You see, when in Scripture and it says, and they walk as men, that's meaning he walks as unchanged men. And how many of you know that God has called us and each one of us to live a changed life? To be born again, to be a new creature in Christ. That's taking it to the next level. That's moving past just a baseline Christianity, but taking it to the next level. Stepping up our faith, moving it on. We've been given the tools to do it. Like young kids in graduation, they've been given the tools. But are they going to use what they've been given? You see, the tool is the Word of God. But are we going to use the Word of God in a way that's going to advance us to the next level in our faith? But are we going to be stuck where we're at in our faith walk with Christ and just be satisfied with where we're at? You know, 1 Peter 2, verse number 1 says, therefore, laying aside all malice and all God, hypocrisy and envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sense milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. You see, God's calling us to growth. It may be small growth, but he's calling us to growth. As a lot of you know, that I'm a farmer at heart. That's what I love to do. I'm a farmer. And this past week, even though it was a struggle to get the seeds planted in the ground, I kept breaking down, but I got all my corn and my beans planted, and I got everything put in the field. And you know, a lot of times when I'm out there in the field working the crops, it's just my time to be alone with the Lord. It's my time to just pray and seek God. And when I was out there, and I know a lot of you do the same thing. A lot of you are gardeners or farmers, and you're out tending the soil, and you're planting the seeds that it takes to grow that crop or to grow that vegetable. And you're out working that soil, and you're out giving it nutrients, and you're fertilizing it, and you're watering it, and you're showing it attention, right? You know, when I thought about growth, I simply thought about that little seed of corn that I put in the ground. And how that little seed of corn that you drop in the ground, it seems so insignificant. It seems so minute and small. But before long, that little seed has the power to grow into a big plant to produce multiple little ears or little kernels of corn. You see, growth is a multiplier. Satan is a divider. He's going to come to cut down, to destroy. But God comes to bring growth, even if it's in small forms. But you see, we'll never see growth if we let our seed sit in the barn. You see, I had an old bag of seed corn that laid around my barnyard for years. It was just old junk seed that I pulled out of the planter. Can you believe that never sprouted one time sitting in the barn? But so much of the times, the seeds that we have of growth never reach its potential because it never gets planted in the soil. It never gets put where it needs to be put. It never gets cared for and tendered for. It never gets fertilized. It never gets watered and taken care of. And God's saying, I want your faith to increase. I want your walk with me to increase. He's saying, I don't want you to stay as babies. I desire you to mature. I desire you to be more about His word and His teachings. You see, we talked about immaturity, but what does maturity look like? Immaturity is simply my needs, myself, my way, my ministry, my place. Oh, but maturity is God's way, God's teaching, God's ministry, God's place, God's word. You see, we live our lives based off of God's word. You see, maturity is unity. And I'm not preaching today coming from a high, exalted place, believe me. I'm not. I'm humbled. This is the word that God gave me today for our church today. That says, we as a church family, if we want to see the growth that we need to see, we've got to mature. And I'm not putting other people down, I'm putting myself in that category as well. We've got to learn to mature and operate more out of love and kindness and charity. We've got to operate out of those gifts and operate out of God's word if we want to see growth. God's saying, I've given you the resources, but are you using them? I've given you the tools to be successful. I've given you the tools. Are you letting your seed sit in a barn? But are you planting them? Are you using them? Are you tending for them? Are you taking care of them? Maturity. I believe God's calling us to maturity. As young kids mature, I think God's calling us as a church to mature. To let bygones be bygones. To let hurt and pain go. And to let us grow in unity and love for one another. Because through that, is when we'll see growth. Through that is when we'll see that seed to start to sprout. I got hope in the future. You see, you want to be robbed of your hope? Just turn on the news channel. It won't take very long to get robbed of your hope. But I got another something else that you can turn on to find hope. Open your Bible once. Start reading what God says about things. Growth. If we want to see growth, there's some steps that has to take place. First, growth. I looked at that word growth this morning as it jumped off the page. Growth. It may be tender right at first. It may be vulnerable. How many of you know the first stages of a seed's life is very vulnerable? That's why so many of your farmers or gardeners right now are really starting to get worried. Why? Because we haven't had any rain in the last 3 weeks, and the ground is starting to get very dry, and that seed has already sprouted, and it's already started to grow, but it doesn't have the water that it needs right now to continue growth. You see, that seed is vulnerable when it's small. But you see, when it gets bigger and it gets bigger roots and it has more established, it can handle longer periods of time without water. But when it's young and when it's tender, it has to have the water. It has to have the nutrients that it takes to continue to grow. Without it, that little plant is vulnerable right now. That little plant will wither and die if we don't see any rain in the next few weeks. You see, but as Christians, as young Christians, that's how it is with young Christians too. As young new believers come into the church and they take that next step in faith and they say, you know what, I'm really kind of unsure about this, but I'm lost and I need Jesus, and they're going to take that first step. They're vulnerable at that first step. They've not developed the roots in them to maintain what it needs to sustain growth. But we have to come alongside of them We have to come alongside of them and say, hey, it's okay. We have to tend for them. We have to take care of them. We have to fertilize them. We have to encourage them. We can't be a church about naysayers. We can't be a church about doom and gloom all the time. We've got to look, we've got to be optimist. We've got to say, you know what, there is good hope out there. There is truth out there. There is life out there. There is growth out there. There's purity out there. There's a future there. Right? That's what we've got to be. We've got to care for it when it's in its vulnerable state. Maturity. That's what it's about. Growth. If you're going to see growth, we got to have grounded. It's got to be grounded. Rooted. In faith, rooted in the Word of God. Spiritual growth. We want to see spiritual growth. We have to be rooted in the Word of God. We have to be rooted in His Word. And I'm trying to hurry. You know, I looked at the R. We want to see growth. We've got to be about relationships. We've got to be like bananas. You see, bananas grow in bunches. They grow together in unified. They grow together. We got to be like a banana. We got to grow in bunches. You so much of the times that we see people will say, oh, I'll bounce from this church or I'll bounce from that church and I'll go here a little while and I'll go there a little while and I'll do this and I'll do that. And they never really get grounded in any one certain place. They just find themselves never developing the roots that it needs to sustain them through life. But you see, when you get grounded in God's Word, when you say, you know what, there may be some rotten bananas next to me, but you know what? We're together in this bunch. We're going to grow. We're going to continue to develop. You see, when I was studying this message, I came across one thing. For those people, those sheep that wander, those sheep that are here a little while, there a little while, here a while, there a while, everywhere a little while, right? You see, the wolves have a name for them. It's called lunch. If you want to see growth, we've got to stay rooted. Just like that plant, it's got to stay rooted. It may be tender, but it's got to stay rooted. If we got to see growth, amen, the O in growth, nobody likes it but obstacles. Obstacles. We need obstacles. It helps us grow. It's your perspective on how you see things. You see, you can look at a mountain and you can think, man, that's one heck of an obstacle that I have facing me. Or you can look at it as an opportunity to grow. It's a mindset, people. It's a vision. It's a mindset. It's a perspective on life. We can look at it and be naysayers and look down on situations all the time. Or we can say, you know what, that obstacle is big, and I'm going to speak to that mountain. But not only that, I'm going to use that as an opportunity to grow. You see, you notice when the church in Acts grew the most? How many of you know that when the church in Acts grew the most, it wasn't when everything was going great. It wasn't when everything was easy peasy. It wasn't when everything was perfect. It wasn't when everything was great. It was when they were being persecuted. When the church in Acts grew, it was through persecution. Amen. We grow through obstacles. We grow through situations we may not like. We may not feel comfortable in those situations. We may hate them, but you know what? We grow. I've probably grown in the last 6 months more than I would have liked to. But you know what? That's growth, right? So we'll take it. Being optimist, looking at the positive side of things and not the negative side of things. Growth. The W for growth, word. You see, we have to find ourselves developing an appetite. You see, you can't grow, and I'm getting ready to come to a close if our music team will come forward. I know I've been told already this morning. Mary, on her way down, told me, she said, it's graduation day. You understand, Patrick? She says, don't keep them people very long. I said, I won't. I promise I'll preach really quick. But the last word that I would like to say is the word. You see, we physically cannot grow without a diet. We can't grow without food, right? Spiritually, you can't grow without the word of God. We've got to develop an appetite to grow. We've got to develop the appetite. We've got to eat the right diet to grow. God is so good. This morning, are you developing the appetite to grow? I want you to know that this morning I'm not throwing any stones in this house at all. My mama told me a long time ago, and Missy said it a million times as well, I don't throw no stones in a glass house. So I come to you this morning when I preach this message about maturity. I'm not throwing any stones in this place this morning. This word was for me as well, to grow, to develop a bigger appetite for the things of God, to not just be satisfied on a certain level, but move your faith to the next level. Step up. Move up. God's saying today, like graduation day, when we honor them teens, He's saying, I've given you the tools. I've given you my word. I've given you the scriptures. I've given you the relationship with me. Are you going to use what I've given you to allow that growth to take you to the next level? Let's come to this altar this morning and let's seek after God with hope, with encouragement for the future. And let's take the next step. Maybe this morning you're here and you've never asked Jesus Christ into your heart. We can lead you on that first step this morning. We can ask you. We can come forward. We can lead you in a prayer that'll help you step on that first step. Maybe this morning you find yourself further up the ladder in your ministry walk or your relationship with Jesus walk. But let me tell you what. God's desiring us to go to the next level. Let's seek after Him this morning.